The emergence of talented filmmakers from across the globe has greatly blossomed over the past 25 years, with no location having growth and notoriety quite like Mexico. Alfonso Cuarón, Alejandro González Iñárritu, and Guillermo del Toro having the largest impact from the region, the latter of which is our topic of discussion today. Del Toro's knack for macabre gothic tales and classic monster stories has cemented his work as must-watch cinema for many genre film lovers, and even further, his love of craft and visual storytelling has catapulted him to being one of the most significant filmmakers since the early aughts. This is Elijah Hofer, General Manager of Programming at Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn. We usher in the Halloween season with a new film from Guillermo del Toro. This time his take on Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Often cited as the project he's most desired to make across his entire career, there's no inch of this film that isn't oozing with his signature singularity. Practical effects of a dismembered body reanimated in front of an institution of students, like a science fiction rendering of a Thomas Eakins painting. Extravagant castles filled with intricate instruments of experimentation and ghastly formations created in spilt blood. It's everything we'd expect from a Del Toro creating an adaptation of the Shelley novel, which is maybe a double-edged sword if you're looking for anything novel about this adaptation. Even within his own body of work, a lot of familiar thematics are retread here, but it's just as revelatory to see on the big screen nonetheless. Netflix is distributing the film in a limited theatrical run from October 23rd to November 6th, and Filmstream's Dundee Theater is where you can see it exclusively in Omaha. If you are unfamiliar with Del Toro's works, we have quite the pairing with Frankenstein in his breakout 2006 film Pan's Labyrinth. The film is his purest, most distilled vision of beauty and horror intertwined. A fable set in 1944's para-fascist Francoist Spain, young Ophelia discovers an ancient maze full of creatures. One such creature, Pan, sets her on a quest to assume her identity as a legendary lost princess and claim immortality. Many have deemed it a violent and much more thematically mature Alice in Wonderland. Pan's Labyrinth will play as part of our Weekend Essentials program at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater for 2 weekends, November 1st, 2nd, 8th, and 9th at 11 a.m. This has been Elijah at Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn on KVNO Arts Today.